And welcome to Talk Story, the longest running talk show in Maui. We've been doing it for about 28 years, and I am really excited today to have a couple of wonderful people in the studio. I'm going to be talking first about the Blue Zones Project by Healthways. I've got Kaimana in here, and Kaimana is a beautiful young woman who is full of energy and commitment and purpose, and I love people with purpose. And she's 100% behind this very special project, which I've been hearing about, and I really am looking forward to hearing more about. You can get involved in some wonderful meetings they're going to be having at the Maui Mall, starting on August 5th, on Thursday, at 7 p.m., with the Ohana Bingo Bash there, in partnership with Blue Zones. And they're going to have prizes and people on site to give information on health, wellness, and living a purposeful life. Also in the studio with me is another dear friend. I love Robert Pollock, who's got Ebb and Flow Arts going for so many years as a regular here, and he's just in the middle of presenting more great concerts. We'll be talking about Violin Synergy Festival, which is coming up August 4th through the 6th on the islands, and what's happening with that, which is this is another great one that you've got coming on, too. But first, Kaimana, you've got an interesting background. Now, first of all, you're tied in. You were involved in a nonprofit here on the islands. You were born and raised here on Maui. And then you found out about Healthways. How did you first find out about the Blue Zone? And give us a little background about how you found out and how it evolved, the Blue Zone evolved here.
Thank you so much for having me, Cindy. I'm so excited to be here for the Blue Zones Project. Yes, I'm born and raised right here in Wailuku, actually. And I think it's a typical Maui story where you grow up with someone and you know them maybe in small kid days, maybe you played soccer against them, but you kind of stay in touch or you have touch points as an adult. And for me, it was Ashley Takitani Leahy that brought me into the Blue Zones Project. She's a great community champion, working a lot with Maui Thing and Sadine Designs. And she was the person that applied for Central Maui to have a Blue Zones Project and to become a Blue Zones Project demonstration community. So that means that Central Maui showed a readiness to change the environment, to make the healthy choice the easy choice, where people play, pray, work, eat. Every point, we're trying to change the environment around where people live, so when they go out to a restaurant or a grocery store or their work site, healthy choices are the default choices, and it takes less of them personally to have willpower as such to make them healthier. And we know that this works through lots of scientific studies and evidence from around the world.
It was begun by a man who, I guess I'm going to have to get this book, a very interesting fellow named Dan Buettner from the National, he's a National Geographic Fellow and New York Times bestselling author of the book The Blue Zones and The Blue Zone Solution. And it sounds like that one really, that was the source, right, of Dan, all this going on.
Yes, Dan is the source. He took a team of researchers, kind of anthropologists, longevity experts, and he went to places around the world where folks were living long lives, well, you know, centenarians, but also vibrant lives, full of purpose and working well into, you know, their 99th year and such. And he found that they do these five blue zones. So we have them in Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, Ikaria, Greece, Nicoya Peninsula, Costa Rica, and there's one in the United States in Loma Linda, California.
Interesting.
Any guesses why it's Loma Linda?
No, I have no idea.
It's the highest concentration of Seventh-day Adventists in Loma Linda. And their plant-based diet, their strict observance of their Sabbath and downshifting, and also just hanging out with other Adventists who have really healthy habits, have created this pocket, this blue zone, if you will, where people are living, you know, surgeons are operating and they're 97 years old doing open heart surgeries right here in the U.S. And it's not as if they live in a compound. They're living amongst other Americans, but you can see how their choices lead to healthier, longer lives. So Dan found they do nine things across these blue zones, and we're bringing those nine things to Central Maui so we can make Central Maui a healthier place.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because, of course, we feel that we're so blessed. We all feel blessed to be here on Maui, and Maui is a very healthy place to live. However, we were talking a little bit before the show began about the state of the world and the young people and healthy choices. And I was shocked when Robert told me something that was a new fact to me. We really expect, with everything we have going for us and all the money and everything that we have available, that we would be the best in health. But we are not. Actually, as far as our children are concerned, you're saying that they aren't expected to live as long as our life expectancy is. And that was a shocking fact, and that we actually are pretty low in the totem pole as far as the world health is concerned.
Right. I think Robert shared that we're 37th in the world for best places for a child to grow up. And we know through our well-being index that we use in the Blue Zones project that Hawaii is ranked the healthiest state in the country. But our score is 68%. So that's a D. And now I have kids, and if my kid came home with a D, I wouldn't be very happy, even if it was the best grade in the class. I said, honey, I think you could do a little bit better. And that's what we're thinking with Hawaii. We lead the country, but there's so much room for improvement. And we owe it to our kids. We owe it to ourselves. And even to our kupuna, there is still a lot of life to live. And we're not just talking about years. We're talking about quality of life, this vibrancy, a strong sense of purpose, strong community and social networks where people are engaged with each other and have positive interactions.
So when we look at the rest of the world, while we may be richer, we may not be healthier.
Wealth is not a determining factor.
Right. It wasn't a factor at all.
We know that people's longevity, if you look at it, you know, kind of on the table, 10% of your longevity is access to care. Now, there might be some wealth associated with, you know, are you able to access certain types of health, and whether it's acute or long-term care. 20% is your genes, what you're born into. Mm. But 70% is your environment and your choices. And so that is the vast majority of your longevity is determined by environment and choices. And that's where the Blue Zones Project chooses to make its difference.
What is a blue zone, and how are you going to implement it here on Maui?
Great question. A blue zone is a place where folks are living longer and healthier lives. Here in Central Maui, we have a population of about 50,000. We have the right amount of grocery stores and restaurants, schools, work sites. And we believe that if these folks can get to a certain, if we can get to a tipping point where people are engaged with the Blue Zones Project and can adopt these nine power nine principles, that the community will change and folks will start living longer and healthier lives. This is all backed by science. We do oversampling through phone and research with the Gallup Institute, and we have very exact measures on how we're going to get there. But, you know, to paint kind of an anecdotal picture, if you were to go to a grocery store that was a Blue Zones approved grocery store, you would go to the checkout line, and instead of the last thing that they're trying to get you to buy being gum and candy, it would be nuts and fruits and vegetables and water coconut water.
And so, and no National Enquirer?
I make no promises about that. Okay. I don't think that leads to positive, healthy relationships.
You're
no.
sitting there in line and you're seeing all these National Enquirer headlines as you're waiting there and going, oh my gosh, really?
Maybe if you snack on almonds instead of M&Ms, but that would be an example.
The president reads it.
He definitely does.
So, but this is a very important subject, because you know what? You're right. And it bothers me, because you're sitting there sometimes 5, 10, 15 minutes in line, and you're right, the last thing you see there almost always is not healthy things
not
to
healthy.
Reach for.
And it's not our, you know, I know we're fighting big industry and lobbying and stuff like that, but we have to take control at the community level. So we here at the Blue Zones Project, there's four of us that work on Maui. We work with partnerships, right? Local grocery stores. We have Foodland. They're a Hawaii-owned grocery store. Mm-hmm. They're going to become Blue Zones approved.
Oh, good.
We have Island Grocery Depot that's already registered. We have some of the biggest employers on Central Maui already on board to help give their employees a healthier work site and a workplace.
Really?
We're going to engage with schools.
So you're going to actually tie in with work sites as well as the stores, grocery stores.
We spend a lot of time at work. I mean, you know, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week at the minimum.
You don't know what I go through trying to pick a healthy choice for snacks when I get hungry here.
Right.
And if I go down to Ministop, I have to tell you, it is really, really, really hard. Well, I mean, it comes down to maybe peanuts or the only thing that I can buy.
They have bananas there every once in a while.
Every now and then, you're right.
If I can get Ministop Blue Zones approved,
that would be so cool.
Kimo Haynes, if you're listening, I'm out there. Give me a call. Yeah. We're ready for change here in Central Maui.
I absolutely agree. And you know what? Another one that would be very good, I think, that would probably get on board with this is Long's Drugstore. they're down there.
And they're owned by CVS. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's this interesting balance of where can a local store make changes themselves and where do they have kind of national standards that they're meeting. But we can make, you know, restaurants. 808 on Main was our first restaurant.
Oh, are they Blue Zone?
They're not approved, so they're registered and they're going through the process with us.
So you actually have to go through a process once you're registered.
We need sincere change. We're not here looking for awareness. I don't want people just to say Blue Zones Project. I want them to engage in the Blue Zones Project.
Wow.
Come to a purpose workshop. Come and join a walking group and commit for 10 weeks. Restaurants need to change their menus and offer vegetarian main dishes and not just salads.
Yes.
Not offer bread when you sit down.
Thank you.
Take that off the table and only do it by request. Mm-hmm. And we can work with people to actually, it's good business. Healthy food, healthy choices makes really, really smart. It's really smart for the bottom line. And we have evidence to share with folks about that.
And, you know, I'm kind of curious because you said Foodland, but you didn't say Whole Foods or Down to Earth or Mana Foods, the ones that we normally would think of, or Live and Well, the ones that we normally would think of as the ones that would be where health-conscious people would go.
Whole Foods is already a partner in our Ko'olaupoko on Windward Oahu. They, you know, I want to say that the healthy choice is already pretty easy at Whole Foods, and there's a certain type of person that might go to Whole Foods, but we also want to reach those people that shop at Foodland, for example.
Okay.
And there's three Sullivan families, that's companies, that they're the owners of Foodland, so we have two Foodlands and a Second Save. And if we can also change those places where the healthy choice is the easy choice, then you're making into inroads in other parts of the community with folks that shop at those places.
Will you talk to the hospital down here and tell them to put healthy snacks in their little machines they have?
There's a lot going on at the hospital right now.
Oh,
so we'll let them recalibrate. If they want to contact us, my number is 214-3775. They can
214-3775. My friend Mary was just down there, and I was going to try to buy her something that was healthy, and there was only the junk stuff.
The irony.
And you know, what they serve people when they need healthy food is like, oh my gosh, anyone health conscious would go, oh, no, don't serve that to people who are sick, please.
Right.
Take the sugar out. Do that.
In the Blue Zones, we also want to emphasize that health and wellness is beyond just food and exercise, right? Wellness for our Power 9 principles, and this ties into our events at the Maui Mall and why the Blue Zones is getting behind a family bingo night, is because putting your family first and having healthy relationship adds years to your life.
Hmm.
We find that folks that have that are married and in a happy marriage can add 4 years to their life. People who prioritize their family and their family unit also add years to their life. So we are happy to get behind, you know, an Ohana bingo night at the Maui Mall because we want families to come out and spend time together. And our prizes will all be healthy food and, of course, supporting local businesses at Maui Mall.
Healthy foods at the movie concessions.
I mean, healthy food anywhere. it's just giving people the choice.
It's so exciting. It really is because, you know what? I would like a choice because I have very little willpower when it comes to certain things like candy and popcorn with butter on it. But I really am very, very healthy, except when I have those other options available.
Yeah.
And it's so tempting when there's candy and there's other things right there, like you say, in your face. So, I mean, I really like this idea, but it does, as you're saying, and it's interesting, it takes a commitment. And it takes, I guess, a village of a sort. So this is going to be a Blue Zone village, right?
Blue Zone community.
Yeah,
that's
Blue
what we're
Zone
after.
Community, yeah.
Yeah, Central Maui. So we're working specifically in Wailuku and Kahului, and then hopefully we'll get that tipping point. The great thing about Central Maui is that everyone on Maui kind of touches Central Maui.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe once a week, at least once a month, you're going to pass through Central Maui and go to a store or a restaurant.
Contact the Queen Kamana Center.
They're already on board. We have an event with them on July 30th. They're great supporters of the Blue Zones Project.
July 30th, great.
It's a Sunday. We're launching our walking moais. A moai is a group. It's a borrowed word from Okinawa. And so you can show up at Queen Kaahumanu Center on July 30th and link up with other people that you don't know and commit to walking one day a week for 10 weeks.
I like that. The walking is really important. It really is. And you know what? I swear by it. I walk every day.
Good.
And I try to do an hour a day, and I usually do. And you know what? It's so much easier these days. But walking in a healthy environment is important, too. It doesn't count like just walking. Street walking is fun, but if you can get in nature, or anything too, I really recommend getting out where there's trees and some beauty. And we have so much of it on Maui. There's
so much, a system of parks and trails. And in central Maui, we have Iao Valley. We have the Waiheke Coastal Dunes out there.
Yeah.
You know, lots of places in the neighborhood. One of the things we do in the Blue Zones Project, you know, a lot of people say, well, you're only here for 3 years. And when you leave, is this all going to go away? So one of the ways that we really make a difference is through policy. And we attack built environment policy. So this is writing in with county, state, and federal level to create roads and that are more bike friendly or walk friendly, or writing into new community plans that they have to create a certain number of sidewalks or shoulder on the road. So because we've engineered walking out of our lives, and I think that that leads to our unhealthy numbers that we can see. So if we can put those things back in at a community level, we can make some long-lasting change. We also work in food policy, so how accessible and affordable are fresh fruits and vegetables, and then also tobacco policy. We lead the country here in Hawaii in tobacco policy. Unfortunately, in Central Maui specifically, we have the highest rate of e-cigarette and vaping use in the country.
And you know what? I see it with teenagers. I see it with teenagers everywhere. Everyone, they all think it's so cool.
It's the new status symbol.
It is.
We really need to nip it in the
bud. I see it. I go up to Iao Valley to walk, and every day the lower Iao, obviously. But I mean, and you'd be amazed how many kids are out there with their vaping right there in the parking lot or out as they walk outside. And it's become such the hip thing.
Yeah.
The hip thing to do.
And we don't want it to be like tobacco, where we have all these years of data of people dying from this. We want to stay ahead of this trend and knock it out before we start, you know, seeing really, really bad numbers when it comes
to
health.
Well, then it comes to education for children. Are you going to be able to get into the schools and do some talks with the kids?
Absolutely. We work first with schools to get them on board as a work site. So you're talking about admin, staff, and teachers joining a Blue Zones movement as individuals as a work site. And then we convert the school into a Blue Zones Project school. Then we start working with the students and the parents. So perhaps at an elementary school, we would organize a walking school bus. So we would encourage volunteers to walk with kids in their neighborhood and get them to school safely by walking. A lot of the fears and why people don't want their kids, it's because of you know, stranger danger, things like that. But also there's just not a lot of sidewalks, or it's hot. So if we can have some adults and create this network where walking is part of the culture of the school in certain areas, we're really all for that. At the high school level, we're really excited to offer things like purpose workshops to juniors and seniors who are really in this time where they're going to have transition and they're trying to figure things out. Our two-hour purpose workshop could help them guide that decision making and get a little bit more clarity.
Would that be like a class? Could you actually have a class?
I did one yesterday for a work site. We had over 14 of their administrators and managers in a purpose workshop for 2 hours. And, you know, we had people cry, we had people laugh, we had people have some really great breakthroughs. And it was really, really neat. And that's something that we provide for free. So we can come into a work site and provide purpose workshops for your employees. We can do that with teachers at schools. We're going to do that with, you know, employees at restaurants, or and we're going to do them for the public.
Because, you know, I have seen more. We talked about diabetes a little earlier before I think we went on the air. And there are a couple people here in the office with diabetes. And there are so many people with diabetes on Maui. And like I was mentioning, Hana, a huge problem with it. Diabetes in Hawaii is a massive problem. And a lot of people have kidney problems before they even know it. Mm-hmm. I know that 7 in 1 here in the islands have diabetes. And so it's really intense, and it's a huge problem, and it would be great if you could start changing and having people understand the importance of making that change, you know?
Or that the changes happen without them even knowing it, and then it doesn't feel like they have to make a choice.
Mm. It's sneaky.
It just is what it is.
They wake up one morning, and they don't know what hit them. Everything's healthy all of a sudden.
Yeah. That's our goal.
How are you going to do that?
We're going to do it together. We're going to...
four of you.
No, there's hundreds of us.
Oh, okay.
There's hundreds of us on the Blue Zones movement, and we invite people to come out and join us. We need volunteers. We need ambassadors.
Really?
We need advocates. We, you know, the four of us that are staff, we facilitate. But this is a community-driven, you know, Central Maui showed a readiness for change that they wanted this. And we have a lot of people who believe in what we're doing and are jumping on board, and we welcome more and more of those folks.
So tell me how people can get involved if they want to get involved. Because sure. I think there are people that would love to get involved. Because number one, if you're involved, you're going to be having to be good.
Well, yeah, you can't, you know, you can't be wearing your Blue Zones volunteer shirt and eat a plate lunch, you know, but you can come with us to Jennifer and have some tofu. But they can go to hawaii.bluezonesproject.com. They can sign up for our newsletter. We, of course, are on social media at BZP Maui. That's on Facebook and on Instagram. They can email me, or I think they can share out from your show notes. They can come and meet us at Maui Mall on any of the Thursdays coming up in August from 5 to 7.
This is not just the one time on August 5th. You're going to do other Thursdays after that.
We're doing every Thursday in August from 5 to 7.
That's not a Thursday, August 5th.
No, August 5th is a Saturday.
August 3rd or no?
Maybe I have the date wrong on this. It says Thursdays in August. Five to seven. Oh, I get it wrong.
Five
I
to
did
seven.
Get it. It's 5 to 7 p.m. I had it down as 5 and then a space. So it's Thursday, and that would be August, around the 1st, no, the 3rd. Yeah. Thursday, August 3rd from 5 to 7. Yay.
And I have to plug, is high tech bingo. This isn't just.
What is high tech bingo?
It's not hand crank with the little popping out of a ball.
I was thinking the old ones.
No, we have a big display board. It's going to be really interactive and
high tech bingo.
Yeah, high tech bingo. But I mean, I don't want that to scare people.
No,
it's the bingo that we all know and love. It's going to be really exciting bingo. And
I like that.
You can come and meet us there.
I love it every Thursday. In August at the Maui Mall, and you can get a chance to get down there and find out more. You'll have your other representatives down there as well as you.
Yes.
I have to say, you have a lot of energy.
Thank you.
You know, you really do. I really appreciate you. I can feel that you really believe in this, Kaimana, and I love that.
Are you on a plant-based diet?
Almost 100% plant-based diet. Yeah. The one thing my husband said when I got this job was, please don't make me a vegetarian.
No.
I've been a vegetarian since I've been 15. Trying to do the vegan, it's kind of hard sometimes to do the vegan. Right.
What the Health? Do you know this film?
No.
It's supposed to be great. I got to see What the Health. Yeah, you're the third person this week to tell me to watch that.
Cowspiracy.
I just heard about Cowspiracy.
Yeah, those two films, the same filmmakers. Same filmmakers and...
What the Health, I think, is you can see for free if you go to some of the sites. I don't know if it's Netflix or Amazon.
One of those, yeah.
Yeah, has it for free.
And, yeah.
And people can make a big difference in their life, not just by cutting out meat, but in the Blue Zones, we say just eat more fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, you know, pile on the fruits and vegetables, don't be afraid of really eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, and then naturally the other stuff kind of falls away.
Well, and I do have to say, I love it at 808 up there. It's got the most amazing salads that are really nice. So and you can do a healthy one, you know, there. And if more people do that and do have nice vegetarian options, it's great. And I heard you mention Jennifer. Saigon Cafe, you can eat a lot of nice vegetarian dishes down at Saigon Cafe.
I had a delicious vegetarian meal there on Friday with some of my coworkers. She's actually one of the few vendors at Wailuku First Friday that offers 3 vegetarian dishes.
It's where I go. If I go down there, I go right to her
place. You go there,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
We find that if you're in a group of people, you go to the place that has the best options for the vegetarian.
Exactly. That's so
smart,
true.
Smart business for restaurants to cater to vegetarians.
I hate to have to ask people. I can always find something, but I don't like to feel like, it's just a regular side dish of tofu again, please.
Or it's just a salad you know, take something off. No, really feature a delicious vegetarian option.
Yay. And do that for the health-based oriented healthcare places as well.
Good.
Senior
good suggestion.
Centers.
Yep.
I had I did do this wonderful weekly show, and I was talking to the dietitian who took care of all these seniors and people, and she says she was talking about how they basically give them anything they want to eat because, you know, they're older and you might as well just feed them anything. And I'm going, no, I think it'd be good to give them some healthy options if they're really, you know, overcoming illness or in there to get better, and not just feed them anything they may want that's comfort food. I mean, I understand it, you know, but like you say, just to include that as an option.
We
because
also see that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're seeing a whole bunch of people who are seniors now that are wanting healthier choices.
Yeah, I think because when you eat good food, you feel better. And it's the same with our kids. You know, I think as a new parent, I see so much of the cultural acceptance to give kids candy and be generous and want to spoil them. Or we're afraid to stand up to them and say, no, you really need to eat some carrots, you know. And it's hard. There's things that pile up, and there's always the exception, right? Well, exception at a birthday party, exception at this, an exception at that. And pretty day, every day is an exception. And we have these kids that are pumped full of sugar, and they're not performing, and they're hyperactive.
And you can see them running around, and you know that they've been doing that. And I was thinking you were taking step forwards with Michelle Obama's plan, and then that was taken out, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, what is it? You know, one step forward, two steps back doesn't really help make a better, healthier country, you know.
Right.
But I think what you're doing is, and I am going to go get that book, Blue Zones, by Dan Buettner.
Buettner. And he is coming to Maui. So
I want to see that.
Write this date down, August 25th. He will be at the EL Theater giving a live talk about his travels and what he learned in the Blue Zones.
Really?
Yeah, we're bringing him to Maui. He is kicking off Blue Zones Week.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we definitely want to get behind that and sponsor that.
Great. We would love to have you guys, and we're proud to have it at our local EL Theater.
Oh,
it's absolutely free. He will also be doing book signings and giveaways, so you'll be hearing a lot. We're going to build up to the end of August. Dan's going to kick us off, then we're going to have a week of gardening demonstrations, cooking demonstration, purpose workshops.
Really?
And it all culminates with the Blue Zones Project takeover of Wailuku First Friday on September 1st.
Oh, how cool is that?
So you can walk up right after work, Cindy, and...
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. That's wonderful. Well, it's just been wonderful hearing about this. I really didn't know much about it, so we would like to get more involved in this. I'm 100% behind what you're doing, and I think it's fabulous. And people can get out there. Coming up in just a couple weeks, August 3rd, starting at Thursday, every Thursday in August. So get down there 5 to 7 at the Maui Mall. You can meet with the people. Plan to August 25th be at the historic EL Theater and get a chance to see the man behind all this work. That'll be really enlightening. That's you know, that place is going to be packed.
Well, I hope so. We have only 400 seats, and we want a butt in every single one. So
yeah,
get there early.
No buts about it.
No.
And it's not Dan Buettner. It's Buettner.
Buettner.
I finally
got
it.
He's a great speaker. You can look at his stuff on he has some TED Talks and on YouTube, and really, really great speaker as well.
Yeah, on that. And you were kind of behind with the, what's the Health Ways and Share Care, and Oprah was kind of connected with all that.
Yeah, so Share Care has an app that can help you monitor your health and wellness.
I got it.
And Share Care owns the Blue Zones Project. And so they're a community, they're our, you know, kind of the top dog in our top-down healthcare system for us. But a wonderful, wonderful company to work for. They really put forth, you know, I am encouraged to downshift and take days off and, you know, have yoga in the middle of the day.
Oh, right.
I mean, really, you know, talk the talk and walk the walk.
Wow.
And Oprah is a shareholder in ShareCare and also a great partner with HMSA. And so we brought that event here 2 weeks ago. And what she talked about was intention and purpose and gratitude and all of those kinds of things that really work well into the Blue Zones Project.
All good. Well, thank you so much. Wonderful speaking to you. And definitely we want to be integrated into that whole thing. Maybe you can make the Maui Fair. Oh, that'd be a project. Oh, let's see you make the Maui Fair a Blue Zone. Oh, that
we will be at the Maui Fair. And we will be spreading the good news. Remember, health and wellness is not just about food and exercise. It's about, you know, relationships
and
purpose, and family, mm-hmm. traditions around, you know, downshifting, things like that, and moving naturally. So.
Nice
of
options of vegetarian food at the Maui Fair.
I would love to see more.
I would too. I basically can only get corn there, I think. Well, sometimes there's chow fun.
There was a quinoa salad last year.
Was there?
Yeah. I think Manao Radio did the quinoa salad.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, hey, it's wonderful talking to you and meeting you.
You too, Cindy.
Love what you're doing. Absolutely love what you're doing. And more power to you. We'll be following this and seeing how it unfolds. I feel the energy is behind it. I can feel that.
Yeah.
So I know you're going to do it, and it's ready to be done. And that purpose and intent will get you there. So.
Thank you so much. It's great to be on with Maui's longest running show.
Yeah. Honor. Been doing it a long, long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great to meet you.